And we do have some time to celebrate Holy Communion together, to be reminded of the peace and treasure that God gives us in his love and peace. We do so with the preface this morning. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
And this morning, it would be helpful if you had your communion package ready. I'm going to share the words of institution first. We won't take it right now. And then we will commune together. Does that make sense? It looks like there are a few people that might not have communion. We want to make sure to get those before we share here. Get the heads up. Yep. All right. They're actually going to go out to the parking lot. Those in the parking lot, the elder is coming out to you, and also Jeanette Payne. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." We're going to take communion together as a family, as one church family united in by Jesus. He is the head of our church, Jesus Christ, as our text from Ephesians says. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus given for you. And let's take that second seal off to access the blood of Christ. Take and drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shed for you. And receive a communion blessing. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart with peace and joy. Peace and joy are yours. Amen.